Shalom.
平安。
I'm glad to be here today.
我今天很高兴来到我们当中。
Thank you for remembering my family.
谢谢大家在祷告中纪念我的家庭。
I feel it's better for me to leave it until the end so we can focus on God's word.
我想在最后我再来讲一些事情，所以现在我们可以来专心读神的话语。
But since we are a family,
但是因为我们是一家人，
I would like to say happy birthday to Margaret.
我要跟Margaret 姐妹说生日快乐。
I really miss something.
我错过了一些东西。
I should have come on. Is it Friday night?
我应该在礼拜五晚上来。
But anyway, happy birthday.
生日快乐。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time.
亲爱的天父，我们这段时间感谢你。
Thank you for bringing me here safely.
谢谢你平安地把我带到这里。
May the Holy Spirit anoint me and the translator.
愿圣灵膏抹我以及我的翻译。
We see you highly lifted up.
让我们能够看到你被高举。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today, we are going to look at a topic which is upon my heart for a long time.
今天我们要来看一个主题，是一直在我的心中。
A life without regret.
这个主题就是无悔的今生。
There are two main key points.
在这个主题里面有两个重点。
We are going to answer the question, what is a life without regret?
我们先要来问一个问题，什么是无悔今生？
The second question we are going to answer is, how can we live a life without regret?
那另外一个问题我们要来思想的就是，我们要如何活出无悔的今生？
For us to understand the passage, we have to look at the biblical background.
我们要了解今天的经文，就要来看经文的背景。
The theme of 2 Timothy is proclaiming God's word faithfully.
提摩太后书的主题是忠心传扬神的话。
It was written by Apostle Paul to his spiritual son Timothy.It was written at a Roman prison and sent to Ephesus. For you to know how the prison looked like, I found a picture. Apostle Paul was being imprisoned at the Mamertine prison in Rome. You think that it's very beautiful. It was not imprisoned here, but in the dungeon looked like this. That where he was kept. And the occasion was Apostle Paul, knowing that he was going to die, he wanted his son, spiritual son Timothy, to come to him as soon as possible.
写信的情形是因为保罗知道他将因着他的信仰而被杀，他希望他的属灵儿子提摩太能够赶快去看他。
Chapter 4, verse 6 to 18 can be divided into three main divisions.
提摩太后书四章六到十八节可以被分为三段。
Verses 6 to 8.
六到八节是一段。
Triumphant declaration facing impending martyrdom.
这段是他面对快要殉道时候所写的凯歌。
Verses 9 to
15. 第九节到15节。
Paul's co-workers and enemy updates.
这段讲到保罗的同工以及他的敌人的近况。
And verses 16 to 18 is the lost persons during difficult times.
十六节到十八节。
Is the lost persons.
是讲到主的同在。
During very difficult times.
在他面对困难的时候。
Let's go into the content today.To answer the first question, what is a life without regret? A life with regret is one that you can view your death as a sacrificial offering. Traditionally, dying or death is something that Chinese are afraid of very much.
中国人都很忌讳讲到死亡。
I remember when I was young.
我记得我小时候。
There was a funeral car passing by.
有送葬的一对经过。
And everybody turned their back.
每个人都把他们背转向那个一对。
And I used my finger and point and asked mom, "What is that?"
我用我的手指头指着那个送葬一对，问我妈妈说那是什么。
You know my mom's reaction is very simple. Don't point at the car.
你知道我妈妈的反应是很简单的，就打我一巴掌，说不要再这样子比。
So when even in church,
即使是在教会中
there are also Christians who are so afraid of death.
很多基督徒也很恐惧死亡。
I have a sister who loved me very much.
我有一个很爱我的姐姐。
主内的姐妹。
主内的姐妹。
But she will never go to funeral.
但她从来不参加丧礼。
Because it reminded her about the death of her family members.
因为去到丧礼中会使她想起她逝世的亲人。
But yet when you look at Paul,
但是当我们看保罗,
he looked at his death as a joy.
他看死亡为喜乐。
When you come to your life, when you come to the end of your life,
当你走到人生的末了时,
you are not only not afraid of death,
你不止不惧怕死亡,
you consider it's like wine being put the end of offering, being offered to God. It's very fragrant and nice.
你看这个死亡可以像是一个酒被浇奠在祭物上面，是一个馨香的祭。
In 2018,
在2018年
，I had that experience to be sent to emergency two times in 30 days.
我在一个月内跑了两次，医院的急救室。
And the second one,
第二次
，I thought I have a stroke.My left hand, my left leg were not functioning properly. Then when I stay there for over 24 hours, I have a prayer. Lord, don't let me die here.
主，求你不要让我死在这里。
Because I was there because of diabetes.
我在那边，我会发生事情是因着我的糖尿病。
I said, Lord, don't let me die because of diabetes.
我跟神求，不要让我因着糖尿病而死亡。
Not everybody having diabetes is bad.
不是说有糖尿病的人都是很不好的。
You may inherit from your mom or your father.
可能从你的父母遗传。
But for me, I had it all because of my eating habit.
但是我有这个糖尿病，都是因为我的饮食习惯。
You'll never meet somebody who drink Coca-Cola and add sugar and honey.
你从来不会看到有人在喝可口可乐汽水的时候还加了糖跟蜂蜜。
And then drink three bottles of those sweet cappuccino from Costco. Three bottles every day.
然后每一天喝三杯的咖啡。
And every Saturday night.
每个礼拜六晚上。
When I'm working on my sermon.
我在预备我的讲章时,
I can survive on a big bowl of rice and soy sauce.
我一定要有一大碗的米饭，然后加酱油在上面。
I pray to the Lord.
我跟主祷告。
Don't let me die.
不要让我死。
Give me a second chance.
给我第二次机会。
So I will not be remembered as somebody who died from diabetes.
所以我不会因着糖尿病死亡，人家想起我是因着这件事情。
And more than that,
更多的是,
if we have a life without regret, we need to have the feeling of mission accomplished.
如果你希望有一个无悔的今生，你需要能够完成神所给你的使命。
After saying, "If I'm ready, being poured out like a drink offering, and at the time for my departure is near."
当保罗说我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
He said his mission was completed.
他说他已经完成他的使命。
Verse 7.
第七节。
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
How can we live a life without regret?
我们怎么样能够活一个无悔的今生呢？
You feel that your mission on earth has been completed.
那就是你知道你在世上的使命已经完成了。
You have fought the good fight.
你已经打了美好的仗了。
The language has an emphatic form.
这个语言是有一个强调的语气。
It put the good fight in the beginning.
他把美好的仗放在前面。
So it should be translated as the good fight I fought.
所以应该把它翻译成说美好的仗我已经打了。
It's not just about the fight of a soldier.
It
also talks about two people wrestling at the arena. And then you came out triumphant. And also finished the race. Life is like a journey. It is not a 100-meter dash. We are always being engaged in a marathon. It's not just about how you start. It's about how you finish. If you look at the Bible, most of the biblical characters, the majority of them do not finish well. Third, you kept the faith. You are being faithful to what you believe. You hold fast to the gospel. And thirdly, not only that you see your death as triumphant, not only mission completed, you are confident of rewarding, receiving future award. You are assured of future award. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. The word crown is a common metaphor used by Paul. It's about the crown of a king. But the crown that Apostle Paul used here is very special. It's not about the crown of a king. It's about the olive crown that you receive after you win in Olympic Games. So we're in line with running the race, we're in line with wrestling and come on top. So what is today's application? If you have the chance to say your last word, what will you say? Queen Elizabeth I said something like this. I will exchange all my possessions. I will give up all my possessions for a moment of my time. Poet Brennan Beacon. He was known to a person with humor. He said to his wife, "My wife, you have made one big mistake in your life. You marry me." I like what the old President Bush said. When a younger President George Bush said to him, "I love you." You know what he said? If he became very famous, he said, "I love you too." I like what the Lord Jesus said. The second to the last word he said. It is finished.
成了.
The salvation is finished.
救恩已经成了.
And then he said, "I commit my soul unto your hands."
然后他说, 我将我的灵魂交在你手中.
Sometimes when you face death like Moody,
有时候当你面对死亡的时候, 像布道家穆迪,
when he was dying, he said to his son, "I saw heaven. I saw angels welcoming me." And then his son said, "Father, you are dreaming."
爸爸，你在做梦吗？
And Evangelist Moody said no.
但是布道家穆迪说不。
The earth is moving behind me, and the heaven is approaching me.
这个世界正在往我后面过去了，然后天堂正在我前面向我展开。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is welcoming me.
主耶稣正在欢迎我。
Sometimes people don't like to talk about death.
很多时候人们都不喜欢谈到死亡。
A high school student.
一个高中生。
He wants to get some pocket money before he goes to college.
他想要在上大学以前存一些钱。
He doesn't have much of a working experience.
他并没有什么工作经验。
So he found a job.
后来他找到一个工作。
A job not many young people like.
不是很多年轻人喜欢的一份工作。
He found a job to mow the lawn in the cemetery.
他找到一份在坟场割草的工作。
And when he mowed the lawn, he learned about life.
但是当他在那个坟场割草的时候，他学到生命里面的功课。
What people said on the tombstone was a big reminder to him.
当他看到那些墓碑上面所写的一些话，常常提醒他。
It transformed his life.
改变了他的生命。
It helped him to set up his priority when he went to college.
也帮助他能够把他生命的优先顺序排对了。
That's a very sad statistics.
有一个这样的统计。
50% of Christian youth, when they go to university from high school, they lost their faith.
有50%的年轻人，当他们上了大学以后，他们离开了他们的信仰。
So mother and father.
所以做父母的。
Before they go to college.Maybe you can find your kid a summer job.
或许在你的孩子去大学之前，你可以帮他找到一个暑期的工作。
What kind of job?
什么样的工作呢？
Mowing the lawn in a cemetery.
去坟场那边割草。
Then you will ask a question.
那你就要问这个问题。
How rich am I up there?
我在上面有多富有呢？
If I die today, am I rich?
如果我今天死了，我是富有的吗？
Is my mission completed?
我的使命完成了吗？
Do I meet death with joy and excitement?
我是用一个喜乐的心来看待死亡吗？
And then naturally we ask a second question.
自然的我们要再问下一个问题。
Yes, I want a life without regret.
是的，我愿意有一个没有后悔的今生。
But how can we live a life without regret?
但是我们如何能活出一个无悔的今生呢？
We can see from Paul's experience, very interesting. He focused on people.
我们可以从保罗经验当中来学习。很注重人。
He is a very people-oriented person.
他是一个以人为本的人。
In his last book written,
在他所写的最后一本书，
he talked about 8 people.
他提到了八个人。
8 different kinds of people.
八种不同的人。
First of all, he focused on the loyal disciple.
第一种是忠心的门徒。
If you want to be successful, you need to have your team of people that you focus on.
如果你要想要成功，你必须要有一个你注重的一个团队。
And I will highlight every type of person with the letter D.
我也会强调所有的每一种类的人用一个 D 开头。
If you want a life without regret, you need a loyal disciple.
如果你想要有一个无悔的今生，你需要有忠心的门徒。
Paul said.Do your best to come to me quickly.
保罗说你要赶紧的到我这里来。
It's easy to say.
这是很容易讲的。
Timothy was in Ephesus.
但是提摩太他是在以弗所。
From Ephesus to Rome is a 1,456 miles journey.
从以弗所到罗马是1,456英里的。
If you take plane, it will take you 3 hours.
要花三小时。
If you drive, it will take you 32.5 hours.
如果你开车，那是32.5 hours.
If you walk,
如果你走路的话，
it will take you 450 hours.
那你要花450个小时。
But Paul told Timothy, "Come to me quickly."
但是保罗对提摩太说，你要赶紧到我这里来。
It is time for him to pass on what he did, so that somebody can follow up.
这是一个保罗要赶快把他所做的事情交代给提摩太的时间。
If you want a life without regret,
你想要有一个无悔的今生，
you have somebody to take over what you are doing.
你要有人来接续你所做的事。
Not only your family business,
并不是你家庭的事而已。
And also in your church ministry, In your absence of people, you need disciples that you can pass on your responsibilities. So in whatever church I teach, I gave all my PowerPoint, my notes, I said, take it up and use it in the future. Only one condition. Don't sell it for money.
不要把它用钱, 不要把它卖,
no monopoly, use it.
你不要为了要赚钱卖这些资料，但是你可以去使用这些所有的资料。
I want to pass on what I have to other people.
我想要把我所知道的东西都能够传给人。
But sad to say, the second D is not what we like.
但是很难过的，我要说第二个要谈的D不是我们所喜欢的。
You always face deserter, defector.
你也会遇到一些背叛的人。
This person is called Demas.
这个背叛的同工是迪马。
Verse 10, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me, has gone to Thessalonica.
第十节讲到迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去。
Demas began really well.
迪马一开始是很好的。
Four or five years earlier.
但是四五年之后。
When Paul was in the first imprisonment,
当保罗第一次被关到监狱里的时候,
he called Demas as a fellow worker.
他在那个时候谈到迪马, 他是一个同工,
in the book of Colossians,
在哥罗西书里面,
in the book of Philemon,
在腓利门书里面,
but sadly, at the end of Paul's life, Demas loved this present world.
但是很可惜的, 到了保罗要离开这个世界的时候, 迪马却贪爱现今的世界。
When you're people oriented,
当你是以人为本的时候,
I call this defection principle.
我要谈到一个叛离的原则。
We sometimes invest time,
有时候我们会把时间,
and energy,
我们的精力,
in some who will slip away,
投资在一些会离开我们的人,
being attracted by other priorities.
那些人是被其他的优先的事情吸引走了。
You have disciple,
你有门徒,
you also have deserter,
你也会有背叛的人,
or you also have people who are very dedicated.
但是你也会有忠心的同工,
you have Crescens and Titus.
你有葛勒士和提多,
in verse 10, one went to Galatia, the other one to Dalmatia.
在第十节讲到有一个往加拉太去, 有一个往达马太去,
they don't desert you. But you cannot have everybody who are nice or gifted to stay around you. They're dedicated. Not just to this church, they may be dedicated in other
areas.
So even though they were not at Rome, Paul remembered them. I'm glad that Brother George remembered the missionary. The missionaries were not here, but they were dedicated. They're not here because they're elsewhere, faithfully doing God's work. We would love them to be around us, but they cannot be around us. You know, every time I come here, I miss a particular brother. I really miss Brother T.C. Lo. Usually, not many people arrive in this church earlier than me. But she and Kathy were always the first one here. Amen? But our lost, is a gate in church in Virginia. He's telling me that he's happily teaching Sunday school, occasionally preach in that church. The dedicated, but not here, but elsewhere. The fourth type I like most. The fourth D, the dependable. His name is Luke. Verse 11 said, only Luke is with me.
11节讲到,
when you are at the end of your life,
当你走到你人生的末了,
it's wonderful to have a dependable person
如果有一个可靠的同伴,
by your side.
是很好的,
what is his profession?
他的职业是什么?
He's a medical doctor.
他是一位医生,
to have a medical doctor by your side, a dependable one to look after you.
有一个可靠的同伴, 他是一个医生,
I always praise God for giving me a wonderful wife.
我一直祷告神给我一个很棒的太太。
God didn't give me a wonderful doctor.
神没有给我一个很棒的女儿。
But I have the second best. 没有给我一个最好的医生。 But he gave me almost good a nurse.
但是他给我一个就跟医生一样好的护士。
I won't tell you the bad things of marrying to a nurse, okay?
我不告诉你说跟一个娶一个太太的好处是什么。
But hygiene demand is definitely one.
但是卫生一定是第一的。
My wife went to England for her 40 years nursing school reunion.
我的太太去英国, 跟她的
40 years nursing school reunion.
护士学校的同学40周年的团聚。
Oh, I tell you, I don't sit well, I don't eat well, I don't. Nothing is well.
我告诉你, 我没有睡好, 我没有吃好, 什么东西都不好。
And I found out that she is a dependable person.
但是我发现我太太是一个可靠的同伴。
And Paul has a dependable person.
保罗有一个可靠的同伴。
Not just medically.
不只是在医疗方面。
You know who wrote the longest book in the New Testament?
你知道在新约圣经里面写的最长的一本书是谁吗?
You know who?
你知道是谁吗?
It's Luke.
就是路加。
He's not just a dependable person, but he's also a very spiritual one.
他不只是一个可靠同伴，他也是一个属灵的同伴。
And the fifth is the developer.
第五个是反败为胜的同工。
And his name is Mark.
他的名字是马可。
Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry.
你来的时候要把马可带来, 因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Mark didn't start well.
马可一开始并没有很好。
After the first mission journey, for some reason, he abandoned Paul.
在保罗第一次的旅行传道的时候, 马可因着某种原因离弃了保罗。
And Paul did a very stupid thing.
而保罗做了一件愚蠢的事情。
He argued with a person.
他跟一个人争论。
The only apostle who has ever been called a good man.
是在使徒里面唯一被称为是好人的一个同工。
I won't tell you what you call a man who argue with a good man. I won't tell you how I call a person who argue with a good man.
我不告诉你说我会怎么样叫一个人他跟一个最好的同工被称为是好人的同工争论。
But the result was, Paul said, I will not take Mark.
但是那个争论结果就是保罗说我不再带着马可。
But you know, even Apostle Paul has his moment of being wrong.
我们知道即使使徒保罗有做错的时候。
Allow yourself to admit that you're wrong.
我们必须要 允许自己能够承认我们的错误。
Because not everybody is a final product.
并不是每一个人都是完美的。
In our team,
在我们的团队里,
there are people who are developing.
有人是需要成长的。
Who did not start well, but they finished well.
有人一开始虽然不好, 可是他有一个很好的结局。
And his name is Mark.
他的名字就是马可。
And then the sixth is the dispatch.
差遣出外的同工。 推击鼓。
He's the one that mainly, whenever it's mentioned, he only did one thing.
每次我讲到的时候，他就做一件事情。
He always been sent by Paul to do things.
他总是被保罗差派出去做事情。
So he wants somebody to take a letter to go to New York City. Oh, this is the person.
所以你想要有人帮你带信到纽约市，这个人就是了。
So if you want to bring somebody to church from New York back to here, he's that person.
如果你想要有人带一些人从纽约来到这里，他就是那个人可以帮助你。
And his job is to be sent to do things.
他的工作就是被差派出去做事情。
Oh, the last person, I don't like it. In your team of people, you always have destroyer. Alexander the metal worker. Not only hurt, he did me a great deal of harm. In the church, you always have people who don't follow the Lord. And they really, really cause you a lot of pain. The amazing thing is, Paul didn't fight back. He commits the matter to the Lord. I have a good pastor friend in Flushing. He did one thing that I was never able to do. So whenever there is a deacon's meeting, I never spoke more than 5 sentences. Because people like to fight. And I cannot talk. So I asked him, in each fighting deacon meeting, what do you do? He said, I'm very busy doing something. I turned the deacon meeting to be a private prayer meeting. I commit the conflict, the fight to the Lord. But you always have people who come out to destroy you. I found a map so you know where they are. Paul is here in Rome. And Timothy is in Ephesus, here. And then Demas in Thessalonica, he's here. And then you have other people, okay, Titus and all of them. And so if you want it, you can take the picture. It's good for Sunday school, by the way. Let's have some application. When I look at Mark, you know, we can always turn faded to victory. Let's talk about Bill Gates. He was a Harvard University dropout. He once owned a business. You never know it today. It's called Trump Old Data. We'll cut a long story short. He was able to turn his early failure to success. Now we know Albert Einstein is a genius. You know, he didn't speak fluently until he was 9 years old. And teacher called him a very slow learner. He was expelled from school for being rebellious. And was refused admittance to a very well-known Zurich Polytechnic School. But then, fast forward, he was one of the most successful scientists. Let's talk about Thomas Edison. His teacher told him, you are too stupid to learn anything. He didn't have much success in the workplace. He was fired from his first 2 jobs for not being productive. Even as an inventor, he was told that he tried 1,000 times. Before being successful in inventing the light bulb. But you know, the rest is history now. Let's talk about Michael Jordan. In his second year in high school, when he was a sophomore,
他是高二,
his coach tell him to leave the basketball team.
他的教练叫他离开篮球队。
Because he was not tall enough, he was not skillful enough as a guard.
因为他不够高，他的技巧也不出色。
But you know the history today.
但是我们今天都知道他的成就。
I like Steven Spielberg.
我喜欢史蒂芬·斯皮
伯。I'm a Star Wars friend. No, if you don't know, I am a Star Wars friend.
我是星际大战迷。
You know, he tried to apply to University of Southern California 3 times.
他曾经尝试去申请南加州大学3次。
His dream school, he was never accepted.
这个是他想要去的学校，但是他从来没有被接受。
He finally get accepted.
但是他后来被接受了。
After he became a very successful director.
他成了导演以后。
You know Walt Disney?
这个人的名字是什么？你知道吗？
Walt Disney.
华特迪士尼。
You know he was fired from his first job.
你知道他第一份工作被炒鱿鱼了。
It's because of lack of creativity.
是因为他没有创意。
But my wife said those are all non-Christians.
我太太说这些都不是基督徒的故事。
Let's remind ourselves.
那现在我们来提醒我们。
We can turn failure to success.
我们可以转败为胜。
We can also turn success into failure.
但是我们也可能晚节不保。
There's a person called Joshua Harris.
有一个人，他叫做 Joshua Harris.
He founded a very famous church in Maryland.
他成立了一个很有名的教会在马里兰州。
He wrote a book that I like a lot. I Kiss Dating Goodbye.
他写了一本书叫做《向约会说再见》。
But then last year.
但是去年。
First of all, he said.He was divorced from his wife.
一开始他说他跟他的妻子离婚了。
And then he said, "I'm not a Christian anymore."
然后接着他又说我不再是基督徒。
And then he joined the Gay Pride Parade in Vancouver.
后来他在温哥华加入了同性恋的组织。
I call it an avalanche of faith, falling from faith. Avalanche.
雪崩式的信仰的雪崩。
Let's talk about something good.
那我们来提一提好的一些例子。
You know Michael Phelps? Michael Phelps?
麦克菲尔普斯。
He is the greatest swimmer of all time.
他是有史以来最有名的一个游泳健将。
But then, at the height of his success,
在他成功的最高潮的时候
he was fined with a picture smoking marijuana.
他被人家发现他吸食大麻。
And then twice, he was caughtDrunk driving.
他有两次，因为酒驾驾车被抓到。
At the lowest point of his life.
在他人生的最低谷的时候。
He picked up the Purple Driven Life.
他看了一本书，叫做《标杆人生》。
He went through some scriptures.
他在其中看到一些经文。
To cut a long story short.
长话短说。
At the lowest point of his life, he committed his life to God and turned his life around.
他在他人生的最低谷，他把自己交给神，然后就转变了他的一生。
From the Mark experience,
从马可的经验
，the key is about the baton.
重点在于那个棒子。
Don't drop the baton.
我们不要把棒子掉了。
Some pastor die, and then nobody pick it up.
有牧师死了，没有人能够接棒。
And worse.
最不好的。
I only find this from the internet. It's very special. Okay, look at it.
只能够在网上找到这张图。
It's called throw the baton.
这个就是叫丢棒。
What is throw the baton?
丢棒是什么呢？
You get so hurt by the church. You get so hurt.
你在教会里面受伤了。
You don't care anymore.
你不在意任何事了。
You don't care who's going to pick up the baton.
你也不管是谁能够接那个棒。
You just throw the baton and okay, you pick it up. I don't care.
你就这样把棒子丢出去了，你就说。不管谁接我都不在意。
I sadly to say, you are those people, right? They don't give you a warning. Say, oh, I'm not going to do anymore.
我们会看到这样的人，对不对？
I want you to be able to pass the baton.
但是我希望你是能够做一个交棒的人。
In the church, train a disciple who can pick up whatever you do.
在教会里面，我们要训练门徒能够接你的棒。
If you do the PowerPoint, have someone who can do the PowerPoint.
如果你是在做幻灯片，你就专心训练人做这样的事情。
If you have somebody doing the audio, have somebody who can do the audio.
如果你是负责音响的施工，你就去训练人能够做这样的施工。
If you are Sunday school teacher, have somebody in training. If you are not teaching, they can stand in for you.
如果你是主日学老师，你就要训练一些人，当你
If you are looking after the children ministry, you don't need to be in the children's ministry all the time, and then you miss the Sunday service. You need somebody who can take it up from you. How can you have a life without regret? You focus on people. You need to be people oriented. You can relate to different kinds of people, not just one kind of people. The second, you need to focus on God's word. At the end of Paul's life, he does not neglect basic physical needs. Verse 13. When you come, bring the cloak that left with Carpus at Troas. You know, I come well prepared today. I have at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I came to this church with 8 layers of clothes. Nobody can break my record. You know why? In cold winter, I need to take care of myself. I'm not the only one. Winter is coming, and Paul wants the cloak. But then he's not one just take care of the physical needs. You know, one of the difficulties in working in a church in metropolitan New York, like Chinatown, I have to finish preaching before 12 o'clock. Why? After 12 o'clock, it's very difficult to get dim sum.
Very difficult.
So it's very challenging. Somebody had a prayer meeting after the service at 11:30, and half of the people disappeared.
有些教会他们在崇拜之后11点半有祷告会，但是有一半的人都离开了。
But if you held the prayer meeting in the Chinese restaurant, you have the other 50% of people.
但是如果你是在 中国餐厅里面来举行这样的祷告会，就另外百分之五十的人就会来。
You do not neglect basic physical needs.
你不要忽略你身体基本的需要。
But you need to focus on God's word.
但是你也需要来注重神的话。
Bring my scrolls, those are the books. And accessory, the parchments, those are the Bible. What is today's application? And so, what does God, the author, when he was dying? He told his servant, bring me the book. And then the servant answered, which book? He said, there's only one book. The book is the Bible. At the end of his life, the only book he wants to look at is the Bible. A lover of God's word should also love Sunday school. You know this Annie Lee Wilkerson? She has a very good achievement. He had perfect Sunday school attendance. How many years? 55 years of perfect Sunday school attendance. From being a children's Sunday school assistant, teacher assistant,
主日学老师的助教,
to the teacher,
直到他成为主日学老师,
and then became a Sunday school student.
然后他自己也成为成人主日学的学生,
you know, she is still attending Sunday school. You know how old is she now?
你知道他现在有多大年纪吗?
91 years old.
91岁.
Anybody who is 91 years old here?
我们在这坐的有91岁的人吗?
I'm going to teach Chinese Sunday school. So be here. I don't expect you to be 55 years. I'm not expecting you 2 weeks.
我只要求你两个礼拜。
Because I'm teaching this week and next week.
因为我这个礼拜跟下礼拜都会教主日学。
So stay behind, don't run away.
所以请你们留下来。
And also focus on intimacy with God.
然后我们要注重跟神紧密的关系。
But the Lord stood by my side and gave me strength.
唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量。
In the midst of desertion.
在他背叛的时候。
In the midst of the need to complete the mission.
在他面对要完成使命的时候。
In the midst of evil attack.
在他要面对凶恶的时候。
You can only go through with the intimacy with God.
你只能靠着跟神有亲密的关系来经过经历这一切。
What is today's application?
今天的应用是什么呢？
Nick, would you? Oh, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Nick, okay.
尼克。
He didn't have any limbs.
他没有四肢。
But he was physically challenged, but he was not useless.
虽然他的身体残障，但是他是一个有用的人。
God can use him.
神可以用他。
And you can be young, like David. He killed Goliath at a very young age.
你可以是年轻的，就好像大卫在他年轻的时候就杀了巨人哥利亚。
And Moses.
摩西。
He succeeded at old age.
摩西是大器晚成的。
His career didn't start until he was 80 years old.
他的职业生涯一直到他八十岁才开始。
And you can be unknown.
那你也可以是一个无名的。
This is Spurgeon.
这是一个。
斯伯珍。
是不真。
You know how he became a Christian?
你知道他怎么成为基督徒吗？
He was on his way to his own church.
他要去他自己的教会。
And there was a snowstorm.
站在路上遇到了大雪。
So he didn't want not to go to church.
所以他没有办法去他的教会。
So he stopped by, went to a church that he had never before.
然后就去了一个他从来没有去过的教会。
And the Lord spoke to him.
主就在那个时候向他说话。
And today we don't even know who the preacher is.
但是我们不知道，今天我们都不知道那一天的牧师讲到是谁。
But we know Spurgeon.
但是我们却认识斯布珍。
He has a nickname.
他有一个外号。
He's called the Prince of Preachers.
他被称为讲道王子。
How did he become a Prince of Preacher?
他怎么成为一个讲道王子呢？
Through an unknown preacher.
是。透过一个无名传道。
But you can also be famous.
你也可以是一个有名的人。
You know Michael Chang?
你知道张德培？
He's a very famous tennis star.
他是一个网球名将。
I have one thing in common with him.
我跟他有一个共同点。
No, I cannot play tennis.
我是不能打网球的。
But we graduated from the same theology school.
但是我们是从同一个神学院毕业的。
We both graduated from Biola.
我们都是从那个波勒那个神学院毕业的。
I can boast that I am his senior.
我可以自豪地说我是他的学长。
You can be long scholarly.
你也可以是一个没有大学问的人。
William Carey was born in the 18th century.
克里威廉是在十八世纪的时候出生。
He spent his whole life as a missionary in India.
他一生都在印度传教。
He's called the father of modern mission.
他是称为现代宣教之父。
He was a very unscholarly person.
他是一个没有学问的人。
He is a shoemaker.
他是一个鞋匠。
And he had not finished school.
他并没有完成他的学业。
But he self-learned Latin, Hebrew, and Greek.
但是他自学拉丁文、希腊文，还有
希伯来文。And he started the first college in India.
他在印度成立的第一间大学。
And I look at him.
当我看他的时候。
Can it be done?
他能够做这样的事吗？
Yes, God can.
是的，因为是神。
But you also have the very scholarly Cambridge Seven.
但是我们也认识这样的大有学问的剑桥。
In the 19th century.
在十九世纪的时候。
Seven graduates from Cambridge University went to China as missionaries.
有七个剑桥大学的毕业生，他们去到中国宣教。
God can use you.
神可以使用你。
As long as you are a cat.
只要你是一只猫。
What is cat?
猫是什么呢
？C stand for capable.
猫这个字是第一个字母是 C， 是能够。
You can do something.
你能够做事的。
There's something I cannot do.
有一些事是我不能做的。
I cannot sing.
我没有办法唱歌。
Every time I sing, my children tell me to shut up. Literally, they told me to shut up.
每一次我一唱歌，我的孩子就叫我闭嘴。
I cannot play the piano.
我也没有办法弹钢琴。
So when you're leading inspiration, I don't sing. It's not because of having. I don't want to disturb the worship.
所以当我们教会在敬拜的时候，我都没有唱歌，不是我不愿意唱，是我不想要干扰大家的敬拜。
But preaching.
但是讲道。
I think I at least I'm a B graded preacher, right?
我想我至少是一个。B, 被人家打分数是一个 B 的讲道员。
I like to tell stories.
我喜欢说故事。
And people like my stories.
很多人喜欢听我的故事。
We'll let you know I can teach Sunday school better than I preach.
我跟你说，我教主日学比我讲道更好。
Capable.
能够。
But you need to be available.
你也需要有空。
If you are not here,
如果你不在这里，
you don't have time.
你就没有时间。
You cannot do it, right?
你就不能做事。
You need to be available.
你必须有空。
But then the third, you need to be teachable.
第三个，你也必须要能够受教。
You need to go under the direction of the church leadership.
你愿意来跟从教会的领导。
You need to listen to the direction of God.
你愿意来听从神的引导。
No, if a cell is growing very fast, is a cell go very fast?
如果有一个细胞长得很快。
Very fast.
非常非常的快。
Faster than everybody.
比任何其他的细胞都快。
And not under the control of the brain, what do you call those cells?
然后这个成长是没有办法控制的，你称这个细胞是什么？
I can call those as cancerous cells.
这个就是癌细胞。
So you need to be capable.
所以你必须要能够。
God can help you.
神可以帮助你。
You need to be available.
你必须要有空。
You need to be teachable.
你必须要能够受教。
You know God can.
你知道神能。
The first Hudson Taylor made a decision during his wedding.
戴德生在他结婚的那一天做了一个决定。
He became a Christian.
他在那一天成为一个基督徒。
His wife almost left him.
他的太太在那天也几乎离开他。
And he said, "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord."
戴德生说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And his grandson Hudson Taylor.
那他的孙子戴德生。
Became the founder of China Inland Mission.
他成为在中国的内地会的一个创办人。
And then they testified.
他们见证说
God can.
神能够。
He took care of us 9 generations.
神带领我们一家9代。
200 years.
200年之久。
He can take care.
他可以照顾。
With one decision.
就是我们做一个决定。
As for me.
就是我。
And my family.
和我家。
What will we do?We will serve the Lord.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Well, I'm a little bit long today, but I'm finishing.
我今天有点久，但是我要结束了。
We talk about life without regret.
我们今天讲到无悔的今生。
We need to focus on people.
我们需要注重人。
The disciple.
我们需要有忠心的门徒。
The shepherd.
我们也会碰到一些背叛的同工。
Dedicated.
我们会有忠心的同工。
Dependable.
我们会有可靠的同工。
Develop.
我们会有反败为胜的同工。
Dispatch.
我们会有被拆派出外的同工。
The destroyer.
我们也会有害我们的人。
We need to focus on God's word.
我们必须要来注重神的话。
Not neglecting physical need.
不忽略身体基本的需要。
But focus on God's word.
我们要注重神的话。
Focus on intimacy with God.
注重与神亲密的关系。
I promise you, I'm going to update this picture.
我。答应你们，我一定会更新，找到最新的教会的照片。
And Brother Charles is going to do it. Brother Charles is going to send me a new picture.
周弟兄会送我最新的教会照片。
I want to update. I want to say thank you for praying for my family.
我要谢谢大家为我的家庭祷告。
My daughter is still recovering from hurting her hand.
我的女儿的手腕仍然在恢复当中。
It's not healing well.
现在并不是恢复得很好。
It will take another 100 days, she said.
他说可能还需要另外的100天。
And my wife has recovered from the dispatch of the airbag.
我的太太现在已经从那个被气囊撞到恢复当中了。
But the car was total.
但是车子都坏了。
I need your prayers.
我需要弟兄姐妹的祷告。
I need to be able to find a good second-hand car.
我需要能够找到一辆二手车。
We have 4 people.
我们有四，我们一家有四个人。
We are competing for 2 cars.
我们需要有两部车。
我们会两部车要竞争，我们再争两部车。So just pray for me.
请为我祷告。
I also pray for my wife.
也为我的太太祷告。
My father-in-law was found unconscious on the floor yesterday.
我的岳父昨晚昏迷了。
And then he was taken to the hospital.
他现在在医院里。
They discovered that he has stroke on both sides of his brain.
他们发现他的脑的两边都出血。
He has awakened.
他已经醒了。
But then his mouth was weird. He could not speak very well.
但是他的嘴很热，他没有办法清楚的讲话。
His saliva is dripping from his mouth uncontrolled.
他现在嘴巴没有办法受控制，都会流口水。
All I am sad is we really don't know whether he will recover.
我所要说的是说，我们不知道我的岳父是不是能够复原。
He's 90 years old, but I don't want to see him go.
他已经90岁了，但是我还是希望他能够。
Whenever somebody 90 years old gets sick, I have this thinking.
每次有人生病，而且他年龄大概是90岁的时候，我都是这样想。
It's very common for me to officiate funeral with people over 100. I'm telling you, it's getting more common now.
你知道吗？现在对我来讲，越来越通常了，就是为一个超过100岁的人来举行他的丧礼。
So 90 years old can be still young.
所以90岁还是年轻的。
I don't want him to die like that.
我并不想让他这样就去世了。
All the grandchildren are moving from Australia to go and see him.
是他所有的孙子都从澳洲现在要回去看他。
My wife also need to go and see him.
我的太太也要回去见他。
So pray for me.
所以请为我祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。主，我们谢谢你今天带领我们这段时间，让我们被提醒。 我们的一生是有主你的计划，也有主你的心意。主，我们或许年轻的时候就认识你，或许是到年长的时候认识你，但是我们祷告，让我们的一生到终了，我们都是很认识你，并且承认你为我们的主。主，我们需要你的同在，我们需要来认识你的话语，也需要有你自己的扶持和帮助。 主，我们也需要在这个信仰的过程当中有弟兄姐妹的同行，主，我们的求你预备也带领，让我们能够注重弟兄姐妹的需要，能够彼此扶持、彼此建造，让我们自己也注意自己属灵的成长，能够跟你的关系实在是建立在你话语的基础上，以致不管有什么样的困难、挑战来临的时候，我们都能够坚定的站立，因为主与我们同在。 主的话是我们的力量，谢谢您，也求主你今天徐牧师一家，他们一家在生活上面、在精神上面有各样的需要，主就求你按着你的丰富跟你的荣耀来供应扶持，祝福这个家庭，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。